Hey guys, welcome to the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie, Margot Robbie lookalike, yay! So I'm batch filming today, which is my production technique, and let's get right into it. I've got my side part on today because I kind of like that as well. The middle part is good, but when my fringe grows, it's kind of like the perfect length for a side part. I've got my Barbie movie pink homely kind of loungewear on over my pink dress. So let's get right into today's podcast. Today I'm going to talk about gym workouts and how I stay motivated and what I do in the gym to enable me to push harder. So previous podcasts, we've touched on multiple subjects about anti-aging, aging in reverse, from within and on the outside. So I'm going to talk about the mindset I have as Barbie, continuing a previous podcast that I had, I think earlier this month in January 2024. So when I'm in the gym, I just recently did two really good workouts on the leg machines. I transitioned from December working out at home, and in the new year, New Year's Day, I went to the gym and I started on the machines because that's how I program my gym workouts, that I know what's coming up weeks and months in advance. So recently I was at the gym and it was really, really good, really good. And like as promised, I just want to talk you through it. So when I get to the gym, it might be cold. I just put my jacket, my black biker Barbie jacket in the locker, and I'll take my bag with me. It's like a crossbody bag, and I put my earphones on and my music, and I put my phone away. I might take one little Instagram kind of I'm in the gym kind of selfie. I hardly ever use them because I think they're so weird, but I just want to record how I look. I look tired. So I'm about to start my leg workout and I'm on the leg press and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is it. I get such a buzz when I'm on that machine and my legs are in position to do the leg press. And I look around the gym, I zone out. Like you guys know, I'm in the zone. I've got my music on, Rocky Eye of the Tiger. And what I did was I stay focused and that song is on repeat literally until I finish the workout. I've got an addictive personality. I love repetition and I love to think, feel it and believe it. Like I said in 2016, I am Barbie. I think it, feel it and believe it to become Barbie. And what happens is in the gym, I use the same mindset. I think it, feel it and believe it. So I think I'm in the gym. I feel the weight on my leg press on the leg press machine where my ankles are in position, my feet are in position before I press that weight, which is probably about 15 to 20 kilos. And then I feel it to believe it, because you've got to feel the rhythm of your gym workout when you're lifting those weights. You've got, it's a mind connection. I'm so glad I remember that because I'm doing this off the cuff, guys. The mind connection with your muscles actually is a thing. When I'm feeling the burn and you get that rush through your body, so my legs are doing the leg press and I do 12 reps and I do 5 sets and I do 10 second or 20 second maximum rest. They're called supersets. So I'm sitting in the gym in the zone going, I have the tiger, boom, 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 and then hopefully I can leave that in for copyright reasons because I've just hummed the tune to I have the tiger, the Rocky soundtrack. So I'm doing the workouts to the rhythm of the music and my mind is thinking and feeling that rhythm of how my muscles and my strength of my body feels when I'm pressing or lifting. It's a push or pull. So this one is a push and then release because it's a leg press. So I'm doing the mind kind of connection with my body, which is important because you've got to listen to your body to know when to lower the weight or increase it. At the moment, I've increased it only twice on 2 workouts and then I'll go lower because I can't do a full 5 sets heavy. I'm on moderate weights with high sets and high reps. So when I'm doing the leg press, I'm doing 12 reps of the leg press on, I think it's, I've gone from 20 kilos to 35. But then when I do that and I do 5 sets of 12 reps on that weight. And then when I do the lying down, which is where my head's like this and then my legs are pushing that way, not this way, that's the leg press, but the other one is this way, yeah, where your head's down there. And I can't remember the machine. Is it the hack machine? I can't remember what it's called. So I do 50 kilos on that, which is heavy, heavy because of the angle of my legs. I feel like my hamstrings and my quads are pushing as hard as I can, my calves as well. So I'm always playing Eye of the Tiger. And then I might have even a Duran Duran song on, It's one of from their previous album. Joanne Duran, I've got a new album out, but they're not touring this year. But I did go to see with my friend Stevie Book Treat last year. We went to see Joanne Duran at the O2. It was amazing. So yeah, so I have Joanne Duran, All of You. It's called All of You. I love that song. But when I'm training, some of the songs that I would like go to see a gig and watch it, I wouldn't listen to that because I wouldn't have We Are Family by Sister Sledge playing when I'm really pushing hard in the gym. I want Rocky. I want Sylvester Stallone in my head. I want somebody like a boxer, boom, 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 when I'm sort of in that zone. So yes, so I did that machine, the leg press. Then I did, I think it's this leg press, the other one. And then I did the quad extension. Then I did another machine. And then I did the adductor and abductor. So all in all, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 machines for my legs, glutes and hams. It was a full lower body workout, glutes, quads, hams and calves as well. I'm not focused too much on building my calves because I like my body the way it is. And so after that, I saw that the shoulder, it's the row machine, which targets the back and I think a little bit for the biceps. That machine was available. So I jumped on it. Then I did the shoulder press above the head. Yeah. So it was the same machine. So I really did do a mini upper body, my arms, engaging the shoulders and a little bit of the biceps and the back. So that's it, shoulders and back. Sometimes you've got to separate the back and biceps, shoulders, when you do the 5-day split. But I'm not doing the 5-day split now. I've decided that I need to do a 3-4 body workout a week and 2 rest days. Either way, I've got to do something because in building up to 5 days, I don't want to have to take the full days off, the 2 rest days, and not do anything because it's just not me. It's like who I am. But again, you don't want to overtrain things. You want to be able to do things and do it in the correct manner so that you can always be ready for the next day's workout. And don't forget, protein intake is so important as you're honing and toning your body, sculpting your body. I'm doing a body sculpting rather than bodybuilding. So my protein intake is going to be moderate, not high. And remember, proteins have calories too. So you need to look at your calories and your protein, carbs and fats, macros. We'll talk about the diet in February. So here we are on the gym workout. So that day in the gym, I was listening to Rocky, I have the Tiger, doing my lower body, glutes, hams, legs. It was amazing. I had the best workout ever. And I thought, that's it. That's the litmus test. That's exactly what I want to do every time I'm doing these workouts. And when I come home, if I've been in London working or meetings, whatever it is, and I come home in the evening, I'm really tired from a full day. And then I'm like, yeah, I do a mini workout at home. So I'll do back and biceps with my home weights, put a YouTube video on, and then run the bath. So that's the day when I'm not going to the gym in the rain, in the dark, just because I've got to do a workout. You must be flexible to know that you can manage a workout at home. Like people say, if you're working out at home, you can't access the big gym machines. You're going to do higher reps and more sets. When you're at the gym, you go heavier because you're in a more controlled environment. Like I do the legs machines and the glutes and hams machines. I don't do freestanding weights for my squats, only if I'm at home and I'm going light. I can't lift heavy because of my back. I've had sports injuries years ago when I came out of the fitness industry, I had to recover. But now I'm really like hardcore. So I'll know like if I need to rest. At the moment, I don't need to take full rest days. So I'm always active. And that's the key. Get your steps in, be active. If you're like today, I'm having a full rest day because I'm recording in the studio and I'm recording batch production. So I'm doing 2 full 1-hour podcast productions in my studio so that I can upload them and set a time and a date. So I plan the uploads that if I'm sleeping, it'll upload. Because that's what you do. You don't do it in real time. Nothing's done in real time. You've got to be super organized. So there'll be 2 days a week when I'm really producing content full time. And then I'll do bits and pieces as and when I need it on the go, my car vlog and all of that. So I did a car vlog video about the gym. So I leave all of the really informative of value subjects and chats for the podcast. So if you really want to look at my Instagram, that's great, but you will only get what you need of value from a podcast, if I'm honest, because all of the pictures are kind of instantaneous gratification from Instagram. And last year I weaned myself off it. I'm hardly on the socials. I'll post it and then come off it, or I'll pre-plan my post so I don't even have to go online to post, because you've got Canva and I use that, not sponsored, and I do all the production kind of things that I need to do. Oh my God. See, I just moved my arm and my biceps were really, really achy. And my hands from yesterday's bicep workout. I did a mini 10-minute workout, hit my biceps without any rest or break. And that was really good because I was so tired. I thought, I'm not going to the gym. So when I was in the gym that day, I managed to do the best leg workout and I repeated it again for a second time and went heavier. So that's what I've done recently. You will get DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, if you are lifting heavier. If you're not getting any achy, it means that you're probably going too light. So my favorite gym training is legs and glutes. I love it. I love training shoulders as well because I see very quick results from training shoulders because I've just got muscle memory. From being an athlete, what is muscle memory? So muscle memory will be your muscles remembering that you train and you diet and you look after your muscles, and muscles are like waking up. So you do muscle activation, which might be, I'll do a core activation exercise rather than training my abs. So I use the Ab King Pro and I'll do that 3 or 4 times a week. I'll do 50. And then that works out my arms as well, my upper, but it doesn't work the lower. It just works out the abs and the upper body, which is good because you're doing compound moves. But so when I was a bikini athlete, I did a 5-day split, like I said in a previous podcast. But now I'm doing 3 full body workouts a week, and then I'll do a 5-day split probably in February. So we'll see how it goes. I might do it the 5-day split like the last week of January, whatever, because we're on the second week of January. And I'm just so happy. It's going great. I hope you guys are doing your workouts and you're doing what's right for you. I hope you're feeling motivated. We can, you know, message each other on Instagram if you want to leave a comment or message me. Let me know how you're doing in your workouts. If you want me to do some subjects on the training, in specific details, definitely DM me on Instagram or email me info@rachelevanstv.com. And so we can also, you know, choose the subjects that you want me to talk about as well. But hopefully I kind of know what I'm doing with the podcast and I know what subjects you guys want to me to talk about, because that's my thing. OMG, my Barbie body. So what I want to talk about as well is the upper body. So I like to use my home gym, which is my weights, for the upper body right now, apart from shoulders. So I'll train my lower body, glutes, legs, hams, quads, inner thighs, and my shoulders and my back in the gym. But with bicep curls, I can do that at home. So to be fair, I'm not building huge biceps. I really want my shoulders, my delts, to get a good form in the gym and train them as hard as I train my lower body. But my biceps, I can always just do the home workouts. That's what I'm prioritizing right now. But some people like to go to the gym for the upper body and train the lower body at home. It depends what stage of your program you're at as well. Because Charlene said in her podcast, you know, you need a gym at some point if you're going heavier, because not many people will have those stacks, the weight rack in their home gym. If you've got it, it's great. But most people know the gym weights that you need to access. So at the minute, I can not lift heavy on my biceps. My shoulders were okay. I think I'm doing 12 kilos for my shoulders. And no, I'm not doing 12 kilo for my shoulders. I'm doing 5 to 7 kilos for my shoulders. 7.5, because you've got 5 kilos in the 2.5 thing. Okay, so then I turned it down to 5. So I'm doing 5 to 7.5 kilos for my shoulders. But on average, I would say 5 kilos. That's where I'm at for my shoulders. At the minute, I'm doing 3 kilos for my biceps. I tried 5 kilos, 2 sets out of the 5, and I could do it, and I had to go lower again. So yeah, and obviously when you go heavier, like I said before, you have to lower your sets and reps just because you're lifting heavier. But when I'm in the gym, the leg machines are so inspirational. I love it. And I love the whole vibe of remembering what it was like to be a bikini athlete, because who knows, I might get on stage this year or next year, probably this year if I'm going to do it, and get on stage and show my Barbie body in a bikini and be judged and go through that whole process again, which is plays with your head, but I'm kind of mentally strong, so I can do it. So I'm thinking of competing, which brings me to my next point. So when you compete as a bikini athlete, here's the trophy that I won when I was bikini model champion at the age of 43 in 2013. And I've got like 10 medals over there or whatever. So when you're training to be a bikini athlete, you have to be super strict on the diet. You have to go hungry. You have to go through the pain. You've got to go through the depletion of the carbs at certain cycles. So you do carb cycling and then carb depletion or you do bulking, carb cycling, carb depletion, and different ways of doing your diet. So I had a strict nutrition program that I've always used over the years, and to this day I follow it like the Bible. And then I'll, because of my age as well, I'll make sure that when your hormones are playing with your head, you can not restrict too much, as long as it doesn't make you come off the diet. So one day I might say, oh God, I'm dying for some chocolate. I'll have a handful of chocolates, Maltesers, and that's it. And then I'll feel guilty and say, I'm never doing it again. And then it'll go to once or twice a week instead of every day, craving a bit of chocolate. That's where I am. So I gave up the sugar, gave up the chocolate, gave up the sweets, gave up the coffee. I'll only have a coffee in the morning. Or today, I'll have one to sort of keep my brain, blum, blum, blum. I'll just take a sip of it now. It's all gone. And that's it for the rest of the day. Because I'll be filming till late tonight. So for the rest of the day, I'll just drink tea. Have you ever noticed, by the way, I'm just on a tangent point. When you have coffee and you have tea, the tea tastes weird, doesn't it? So again, your taste buds are going to change when you're on your diet. I've discussed about the fennel seeds in a previous podcast. So I'll have fennel seeds with my cucumber and my mixed salad. I'll go net carbs in the evening and just feel your stomach full on those net carbs, which is probably not even 20 grams of carb. 20 grams net of carb. Yeah, is it? I can't remember. I'll just get my numbers out later. So you're having only vegetable carbs, which are called net carbs, rather than white rice or potato or sweet potato. I've never been good with potato. I do the rice, believe it or not. That's fine. I'll have it. Like I said, my nutrition in the previous podcast, I'll have 12:30, the white rice, and or in the afternoon, 2:30, which is when my intermittent fasting won't be, don't eat before 12:30, nothing. So I'll have my last meal, my last carb meal at 2:30 in the day. And believe me, my body is adjusting already. If I wake up craving sugar, like I said, I'll have a little mouthful of sweets or something like chocolate or my wagon wheel or some handful of fruit and nuts and raisins. But at the end of the day, you've got to give your body a little bit of what it's craving, because if you crash, you're going to come off the diet. So the key thing is just do it in moderation and do more cardio to burn it off. So if you're having a little bit of sugar, just think, I'll do some more like steps or whatever. So I'm doing my cardio, so I'm burning off the sugar anyway. I know that because I can see my body. If you do the before and after pictures as well for your training, it's always good to know how far you've come. So one of the first videos I did, I think it was on New Year's Day, I think, I showed you my midriff because I've got a few pounds of fat to lose off my belly. That's where I hold most of my weight. In the first week or two of training, you're going to lose the water weight and then you start losing fat very slowly. Believe me, it takes months to lose fat. But if you know what you're doing like me and you do the macros, protein, carbs and fats, you manipulate your diet almost like scientifically down to a pinpoint. And when you come down and bring down the carbs and you come out of the sugar, you're at some point when you're in ketosis, which again is a whole podcast on its own, your body produces ketones and that helps you burn fat. So I know when I'm almost in a ketosis state, it's like dirty keto, they call it dirty keto, because nobody's really in keto for more than a few hours scientifically at a time, but you're in a state of being around keto, which is still healthy because you're burning fat. But also what it is your brain will kind of, my brain will malfunction if I don't have a certain carb intake during the day. So you've got to think of little things like that as well. What's right for your lifestyle, you know? Say you're a big cardio fan and you're doing your steps and you're doing strength training. It's also important to remember that, because you don't want to have any accidents when you're training hard and you've done all the cardio and then you're weight training in the evening. So rest is important, which is why if I'm doing like 3 full body workouts a week, I'll have 2 rest days, but that doesn't mean I'm not active. So there's a difference between working out in the gym or working out at home, lifting weights, strength training, and being inactive. So say I'm at my desk doing this podcast in my studio and I'm just around the home, I'm literally inactive unless I'm standing up on a photo shoot. And believe me, you burn calories when you stand up. So you've got to remember that those rest days, you've got to know your calorie intake might have to be a bit lower. So anyway, when I'm working in the studio, the last thing I'm thinking about is stuff for my face eating. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm going to digress for a minute. I saw The Real Housewives of Cheshire last night. It's a new season. They did the Pride episode, and then there's another episode when they're on the cruise, which is Christmas. And I'm like, oh, hold on a minute. Okay, so they film that. Yeah, of course, because they film like 3 months out, don't they, usually, or 2 months out, whatever. in this case, it's a matter of weeks out, isn't it? Unless they film Christmas, pre-Christmas, because some shows do that. They do a fake Christmas and then it's, or a fake New Year show. Like Graham Norton was saying, Happy New Year. And he was joking, it's 2 weeks before New Year, but Happy New Year, whatever. So yeah, so again, it's like batch production that I'm filming this podcast ahead of time, isn't it? Sometimes. But back to the Real Housewives. So they look amazing. And Pika's back. And one of the other girls, can't remember her name. The Eastern European girl, she's lovely. And yeah, it was interesting to see that their pride float. It was good to see the bikinis, like angel wings and all that. And the community of love, which is always a good thing. Spread the love where you can. And love is love at the end of the day. But the girl's hair and makeup, I noticed Ampika hasn't had a lot of work done to her face. She's very natural. And she's married to the billionaire. And I was like, my God, she looks like she's really probably the anti-plastic surgery, because she, her face and body, she's probably had some treatments, whether it's non-surgical or surgical, but her face looks very natural and she's a natural beauty, but she's not obviously into plastic surgery as much as some of the other girls or ladies on the show. Anyway, I like Lauren. She's funny. So yeah, so there's a new season of The Real Housewives of Cheshire. Oh, my dream one day, I think I've always secretly dreamt of being in a reality show as a housewife, but I'm not a housewife, so how can I be? I don't even have a boyfriend. I haven't found my Ken. In fact, talking of Ken, Steve's my Ken, and he helps me on the training, and he asked me the other day, do you think you'll compete? And I said, it's funny you should say that again. I was thinking of competing as a bikini athlete. He said, you can do it. And I said, on one condition, that you help me and that you are credited as my coach, my unofficial coach. And he went, yeah, fine. He's been doing it anyway, and it's thanks to Steve that I'm back in my health and fitness, because he's one of the key people, one of them, who inspired me. Obviously, Barbie's my main inspiration and I inspire myself. You've got to be self-validated. But when you're in the gym, do it for yourself, but do have at the back of your head that you're doing it for other people so that you know you've got to be accountable. Because we, you know what? There's one thing of being accountable to yourself and being accountable to some other people. So I'm accountable to you guys reporting on my gym training, showing the pictures of me in the gym, going away quietly during the week when I'm not filming the podcast, which is twice a week, isn't it? Usually on average. And then being able to report back to you guys, because being accountable helps you stay on it. And that's what I would recommend you guys do. Tell people you're doing it, but don't sort of do it in a kind of, I'm great and whatever, because some people will get FOMO and then you've got to read the room. Remember what I said in a previous podcast, read the room, because what you want to do is inspire people. You don't want to sort of dissuade people from being your friend, because you lose friends when you're training. They'll let you coming out partying. I mean, obviously I'm of an age where I don't party and nobody that I know parties, but looking at the Real Housewives, I'm like, oh my God, they're drinking a lot of alcohol and they're into their plastic surgery. And I know they do training, but and I know one of them's given up alcohol, but I'm like, imagine having a life where you're constantly being asked to go out and drink with your friends. Because I don't drink, and that's another thing. Maybe I should do a alcohol-free, I detest alcohol kind of podcast and why it's good for you. Because I gave up alcohol in my late 20s before I gave birth to my son. And it was the best thing I did, because I hated alcohol. I have a toxicity to alcohol. My dad was an alcoholic, and I think I was in the womb when he, obviously he was an alcoholic when my mum conceived me. I was the seventh out of eight, but it never was for me. I hate the taste of alcohol. I used to vomit. People thought I was bulimic because I was very skinny. I was borderline anorexic in those days in my 20s when I used to drink. But looking at the alcohol, I'm so grateful that I do not have FOMO. I've got no desire to go out and party. I've got no desire to pick up any alcohol, and I've got no desire to get away from my life. Because you know, when you drink, you're kind of blotting out your pain. And I used to self-medicate that way. I'd go out drinking so I didn't have to think. And now I'm like, if I don't want to think, I'll go to the gym. That's not the reason why I go to the gym. But when I'm training in the gym, the pain is so like, ooh, the last thing you're thinking about is your little worries about what you think you should be doing or what you want to do and what you can't do or what. There's no such thing as what you can't do, by the way, guys. You can do anything, you can be anything, and you can achieve anything. So remember that. That's the Barbie message, which I'm grateful to the Barbie movie for, you know, making clear to everyone that you can be anything. And that's the key thing here. Go for your dreams, work out, do whatever it is you need to do for your workouts and stay focused. So yeah, that's the gym training. So that workout was really good. That I really enjoyed it. My leg workout is my favorite workout, and I enjoy training shoulders. So I work out legs, glutes, hams and quads twice a week on the machines in the gym and twice a week in the gym for shoulders. And my back. But back and biceps is a home workout because it's quite straightforward. I don't need the gym machines because I'm not going super heavy. The size of the weights, you know, listen to your body. You know what you can lift. Don't risk injury. It's so easy to do. And look at the good form. Again, I stipulate looking at videos on YouTube to know how to lift weights, like your elbows tucked in when you're lifting the bicep curl. And then when you're doing the outside one like this, you've got to still keep your shoulders at the same level and things, because I've got one shoulder lower. This one's lower. It's always been a problem because that's how I'm slanted. It's the model pose, isn't it? But shoulders back, ACTA posture, the Atkins technique, is it? No, that's a diet. It's the something technique with beginning with A. Posture, and it helps you look confident. So I was asking an interview. I did an interview for a magazine this morning. Hopefully it'll come out. And first interview of 2024. I actually signed the contract for this magazine last year, but sometimes it's just timing, you know? And of course, Margot Robbie's has just won Best Picture Award at the Golden Globes. Yesterday, I posted about it yesterday, and you know, it's still a thing. Hi, Barbie, and people are still watching the movie on Sky. You can buy it. I got it for $19.99 on Sky, so I can always watch it and study the movie and the script and learn my lines. Because when I do the videos, I do scenes from the Barbie movie, like "I'm Barbie" or "Hi, Barbie." Oh, when she's talking to Ken, I want to do that bit about where she's talking to Ken. It's good. I need to get one of my Kens to do the scenes with me. Scene partners, it's called in acting. Okay, back to the gym. So when you don't want to think about things, the gym is a great escape as well, because you've got to focus. Remember the mind-muscle kind of connection? That's an interesting topic. I will look at it more detail later in another podcast as I'm talking about my gym training. Training. Again, brain mush, guys. I've not eaten. I've been doing intermittent fasting since 8 o'clock last night. So, okay, I'll tell you what time it is. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. So you can work out the timing of the IF, intermittent fasting timing. I have not eaten anything. I woke up and had a wagon wheel middle of the morning. So that broke the fast, but still, I'm still fasting. Anyway, so your diet and nutrition plays a huge part in how heavy you can lift and the size of the weights and the weight of the weights when you're lifting, but definitely build it up slowly, gradually. You know, so my weight training is going so great. I'm so happy and I'm in the zone. I think in my head about the gym all the time and I never get lonely. I never get FOMO. I never get I never get bored. I've never used the word bored anyway. It's not in my vocabulary as a person. As a Barbie, I never get bored. I'm always researching, learning, studying, improving. But obviously, when I'm sitting down with Steve and we watch a movie at the cinema, I sometimes get that little tiny, I'm starting to get bored because I'm not used to just sitting down doing nothing. And I juggle. So I might watch a movie, check my phone, do my emails, write some other list or do something around the house while I'm watching a movie. I'll stop and pause it. And that's like attention deficit, isn't it? It's not good. But when I'm watching the movie and I'm sitting next to him, I'm like, okay, I've got to watch this scene. I wish they could fast forward it because it's too slow. I sometimes get those seconds, not moments, but seconds of like, oh my God. And then your mind goes somewhere else. But sometimes it's good to have that moment because your brain's slowing down. And what happens is, when your brain slows down, your body is in a kind of restful state more than the brain constantly on. And, you know, cortisol, the more pressure you're under, the more cortisol you have, the more stress you have, and the less good it is for your body. So I did a photo shoot last year, I think it was last summer, with two of the models that used as Ken. My knees were all puffy because I was really stressed. I was overworking and I didn't have rest days and I wasn't even training in the gym. I was just busy and my knees were puffy and I was like, and it's probably to do with water retention or the heat as well, because it was in summer, it was hot. But also what happens is you really do need to put your feet up and rest, literally. So when you see bikini athletes competing, when they're backstage, they've got their feet up, literally. My mom used to go, put your feet up, take a break, because you need to drain the body, don't you? Lymphatic drainage, and you need to put your feet up so that your inflammation goes down and your blood goes from your feet to your head. So little things like put your feet up. That's what I do every night. If I'm watching on my sofa. I'll put my feet up. It's a little sofa that my friend Steve gave me, a two-seater sofa. It's like doll-like. It's tiny. I mean, he never even used it. It's so small, but he gave it to me. It's chocolate. I need to get some seat covers, but I just put my pink puppy cushions. I've got one of them there. I keep kissing the mic with my lipstick, so hopefully my lipstick's not smudged, but it doesn't really matter, does it, guys? Yeah, so when I put my feet up, I feel rested, and that's usually after eating, and then I go to bed. At this moment in time, I have a routine in the evening that I love. And, you know, being single, I love it because I don't know whether – I honestly don't ever know if I could ever live with a bloke. I don't think I could because I love my routine. It's so special. And I'm lucky that I'm casually hanging out without too much information with my best friend, Steve. We've been seeing each other as friends for 5 years, but we've been casually dating on and off over the years because we saw other people, like I mentioned in a previous podcast, but now we're just like focusing on each other because we're just hanging out. We got disillusioned with the dating world and the people that we were going out with, best mates chatting, and now all of a sudden it might start to get a bit more flirty, if you know what I mean. And I was with him in Tenerife. We went on holiday last year to Tenerife, 5 days. It was lovely. And then this year, New Year's Eve, I was with him Christmas and New Year. But again, I like my own bed. And he loves his own space. So even though I might stay over once in a blue moon, you know what I mean? I do love my space so I can focus better. Also in the gym, I do not have a partner who trains me. The idea of a trainer shouting at me or trying to motivate me is okay. I can do it. I've done it before with a guy or two that I was dating, two relationships. The guys used to sort of help me in the gym, but I actually don't like it. I just like to focus in my music and have the music in my head rather than somebody trying to motivate me to do something I know I can do anyway. At some point that might change though, because I really want to get in the gym with Steve. We did it in Tenerife. We were training in the gym on holiday in Tenerife last summer, and it was good, but I could see that we weren't at the stage where we were comfortable to work out, and he wasn't helping me lift. He was focused on his training and whatever. I did some videos, but they're not published because he's very private. Anyway, so what I might do further down the line as I get closer to thinking about how my training goes, how my bikini body is coming along, whether I'm going to get on stage, it'll be probably July, August, probably August, because the Kent Classic for the UK BFF is on. That's where I used to train UK BFF, and I competed and won a show at TFE, Total Fitness Federation. There's others, there's other like federations, which I'm looking into now to see which shows I'm going to do. But yeah, I'm definitely thinking I'm going that way at the moment. Whether or not I get on stage, I can get bikini competition ready, which is what I'm doing, but it doesn't mean I have to get on stage because it's a real struggle, and it's pricey as well. You've got to really, really watch everything you buy. Buy the best protein, like grass-fed beef and chicken and all that. And so I don't need to cook for other people. And my mom's dead, and my twin sister committed suicide. She's dead. So the people that were around me, like in my 20s and 30s, I've totally filtered out to very minimal. So me and Steve eat out. We'll have chicken cheat day with a bit of chips and or salad if we don't want the chips. And then we'll have some sweets, and that's our cheat day. But he does motivate me because during the week we're on the diet. So even though I say I haven't got a coach or a trainer, he is effectively my coach and my trainer. He's such a great influence. I love him so much. He's my best mate, you know, and who knows what might he might turn into be my Ken one day. Never say never. Anyway, I'm repeating myself now because you guys have heard about that. But like, because he's so private, I can't really talk too much about what we do and everything. But yeah, he looks like a Ken and he's amazing. But his spirit is so Ken-like as well. And he's really into being like my biggest cheerleader. He said that he'll do a photo shoot or two with me. But and my press agent, I've got pictures of us together, but they've not been published yet because there's no need for it. Is it? I'm not doing a kind of I found my Ken article because he doesn't want that. Even if he was my Ken. He's my Ken as my best mate, but romantically, we'll see how it goes. Never say never. Anyway, so, but in my heart, he is my perfect Ken. I'll just put it to the universe. He's my perfect Ken. And out of five things, you've got to have three, in my opinion, that really cement your relationship together. So we've got so many things in common that as best friends, it's kind of like that movie, How Do You Know, where you're in the friend zone, but you kind of have got this affection for each other and you're like, what's that? And then it turns into something, but there's definitely a spark. There's definitely, since Christmas, New Year, there's definitely a spark between me and Steve. And I didn't expect it. I really didn't, because we were both seeing different people over the last couple of years. So at the minute, all we seem to talk about is gym training, fitness, nutrition, and skincare. But he's a big fan of skincare, so that's why I'm inspired. He continues to inspire me because he does all his home treatments. He used to have a beauty salon years ago, and he's got these machines, and he knows his stuff, and he's good on the diet, and he knows about cellular renewal. And rather than masking, you've got to look on the inside. And since he's taught me that, or reminded me of it, because I knew it was there, I've been inspired to go and research it and start talking about it and incorporating it into the Parody Podcast Show. 2024 new season, we're on series 4. This is a new episode. So yeah, so in the gym, I love working out my lower body and my shoulders. Back and biceps, I tend to do at home at the minute. But yeah, at the moment, I'm doing 3-4 body workouts and then mini workouts the rest of the week. Over 5 days, 2 days rest, but I'm doing, you know, a lot of steps every day. On average, 8,500 to 10,000 steps a day. Today, I haven't been active just to recover what we're talking about in the podcast because I'm filming batch production at home. I'm doing 2 or 3 podcast filming all in one, and then they'll be uploaded over January. Woo-hoo. Yeah, and I've just done an interview. So back to you guys. Leave the comments in the Instagram or YouTube. Tell me what you want me to do in the podcast. At the moment, I'm building my podcast. It's not a huge rated or ranking one. It will be one day. Believe me, it will. It'll take off. And in the meantime, guys, you can see the press that I've done last year as the Margot Robbie Barbie. And let me know what your favorite outfits are as well, because we can have fun. We don't have to talk about the gym and the diet and nutrition all the time. We can talk about Barbie outfits, skin, hair and makeup, lashes. And I'll do a pure makeup podcast January or February. It might be February, about how my lashes are growing and what I'm using. So my friend Tara has recommended a lash serum. I always think, you know, the Ordinary Squalane. Again, don't do anything unless you know that it's right for you or you've got the advice of a healthcare professional or a doctor. But I put, I think it's the Marine Hyaluronics. It's like a serum or a liquid or the squalane on my lashes, but then I wipe it off so it doesn't go in the eyes. Make sure you don't put any of this stuff in your eyes. But it did actually help my lashes grow. So Tara's now got this product that I need to phone her and speak to her later. And she'll be in a podcast with me soon. She's just busy at work. She's she works for the NHS, healthcare professional. She's very busy. She passed all her exams last year. Congratulations, Tara. I love you. And she's amazing as well. So she's a part-time model and entertainer, but more of a performer, as kind of like a singer. But she's been studying and passing exams, and now she's got a massive schedule helping people. And she jumps out of planes. So Tara is that lady I spoke about, my best friend, in one of the previous podcasts. She's recommended, she's not having her lash extensions on because she's trying to grow her lashes, and she's tried to follow in my footsteps and use the strip lashes, but she uses the most natural ones that don't look like fake lashes. And so she's giving her eyes a break because she's like me. I get a bit of a reaction. I get itchy eye, which is why I like to do the mascara now, to give my eyes a complete break from any vegan lash glue. Because even the vegan lash glue is still glue that I'm wearing for like all day, and then I take it off at night. But she's got this serum. So what I might do is I might get her on the show, and we'll have a hair and makeup kind of a girly podcast for the girlies. And we'll talk about all of our beauty kit secrets. And she's great. She's not done surgery. I don't even think she does Botox, but she's got a horse. She's into the healthy lifestyle. She used to be a kickboxing or karate champion. Sorry, I've got to get it right, haven't I? I think it was kickboxing champion. She rides a horse. She mucks out the stables every day. She's got dogs. She walks. She does a lot of activity. And she also is into the health and fitness lifestyle, but we both want to lose a bit of weight. So we've been inspiring each other. But on the beauty, she's inspired me as well to sort of try and go more natural with the lashes. Just because it's a thing that people are doing. But also my main inspiration is Margot Robbie Barbie. She doesn't have fake lashes on. I've got to try and look more like Margot Robbie Barbie rather than Rachel Barbie. Do you know what I mean? Know what I mean? So in the meantime, I just want to know what you're doing at the gym. Message me on Instagram if this means anything to you. Let me know your motivation. Let me know your points that you struggle on, because the previous podcast was all about helping you with your struggles. And I want you to feel like I'm there with you in the gym. And I'm talking to you now as one of my best friends. I love you loads. Whoever you are watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, you can do it. Message me. Let me know you've seen the podcast. I'll reach out to you. I'll follow you as well. If you want to like and subscribe to my Instagram, do that, or YouTube, whatever. But I'm not seeking followers for this podcast. I just want to inspire people, because there's people out there who have seen my work in the press and they've been inspired. I'll never know who they are, but sometimes I do, because I get recognized. Like, I was recognized in Sainsbury's the other day, and I'm following the lady on Instagram, and she does some youth community work, and I really want to work with her to help inspire these kids from underprivileged backgrounds, London, and or is it Southeast London, and really just like help them and speak to them, because that's my background, from an underprivileged background. So no matter where you come from or who you are, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what money you've got, what money you haven't got, anyone can get into fitness. It isn't that difficult. You just have to have the mindset. There is a universal mindset of someone who is in the gym. It's a one mind, one religion, the religion of the gym, of workouts, of fitness. Remember, we're all the same at the end of the day, and we all have the same struggles. We just have slightly different things in our lifestyle, things that happen to us or things that don't happen to us that make us slightly different. But ultimately, we're all humans together, struggling to survive to the best of our ability and to improve ourselves for people who do want to improve. Anyway, I just want to end the podcast here and say love and hugs, Barbie love and hugs. And hope you've enjoyed the podcast. The Parody Podcast Show was hosted today by me, Rachel Evans, aka The Human Barbie, aka Margot Robbie Barbie Lookalike. Yay. And I look forward to speaking to you guys on Instagram or YouTube or wherever. And definitely message me. I'd love you to reach out. Big kisses and hugs. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. And go and hit that gym, work out at home, and have the best workout ever. Love you loads. Bye, guys.